The good. The bad. The ugly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is a 2-3-4, and if Derek Park wins, he will join Lee Real at Changes for the right to become World Heavyweight Champion. Coming down the aisle, accompanied by the sexy and slutty Sarah Richards, he is known throughout the WWA as the dirtiest player in the game, from Kokomo, Indiana, you know him as CCP, Derek Pizza Park!
It's all about me.
For the last 2 months, ECP has been obsessed with this Petit Righteous relationship. So much so that I'm not even sure if he's mentally prepared to take on someone the caliber of Daryl Bazan. But say what you will about Park, because the bottom line is that he's a three-time world television champion in a federation full of great whites. And that, my friends, speak miles for what this man most likely will accomplish here in the future. Holding the ropes open for Sarah Richards, the two enter the ring and listen to the people get behind DCT. They love the man here in Atlanta.
Here's our opponent. He comes to us from Edmore, Michigan, and has dominated and decimated the wrestling scene for almost a decade. He is a former eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion and claims the bragging rights to retiring the Black Knight single-handedly. He is 287 pounds of pure determination, and he stands at 6 feet 6 inches tall. He is the boy wonder of professional wrestling. This is the future, Darren Bazan.
Parting the curtain, flanked by Teddy Valentine and his beautiful bride, Alexis, Bazan motions towards Park that he's going to break them in half. Motions for the trio to begin their descent towards the ring. Is it me or are the people actually starting to cheer for Daryl Bazan? As Team Bazan enters the ring, let me take this time to give you a full description of how Daryl Bazan dominates the squared circle like no other I have ever seen. Daryl Bazan has a hybrid style of power wrestling and technical skills, and it is this odd combination, coupled with his massively powerful upper body, that simply wears on his opponent the longer the match goes on. Daryl can abuse most of his opponents with his superior physical attributes, and those attributes can be overwhelming in sheer brutality and force. He can overcome wrestling savvy from some of the best in the business, and grappling with Bazan has become so problematic for the people here in WWA that he is regarded right now as the man to beat in this federation. Let's not forget that Bazan is also an Olympic champion. Trained by the best and worked on by the best, Bazan practically is a counter to every single move in the book. And I guess it's safe to say that he's lucky enough to have it all. But does he have it all tonight? Does he have it all when that bell rings to go up against the dirtiest player in the game? On a side note, Daryl Bazan has been trying to get Mr. Petit to sign a mystery contract that nobody really knows what it says or what it has to do with. But many are speculating as a contract to face the mile-high monster David Obsidian Vance, or even I've heard rumors that it's for Rick Righteous's World Heavyweight title. Now, if Rick Righteous loses the belt at Changes, this could open a contract for Bazan to face the current World Heavyweight Champion. I just don't know how this thing is going to go. I don't even know what the contract says. But one thing is for sure. I do know that Daryl Bazan has a microphone, and he is demanding to be heard. Well, Daryl, let's go to the ring, and let's hear what you have to say.
Give me the microphone, Stuffer, and if you put them eyeballs on me again, I'm liable to slap them off the back of your head. You understand me? Give it to me. Shut up. Shut up. All right, sit down. I'm here to tell you all what's going on. Now, I've been sitting in the back for a good, how long has the show been going on? Way too long, just an irritating amount of time. And still, no word from Mr. Batiste stepping forward, Bradley coming out and telling me, Daryl, here's your match, I got the contract signed. No, he's doing absolutely none of that. He's squirming, he's backtracking, he's lying, he's doing everything but following through with his word and giving me the match I deserve. Back in the stages when we were looking to figure out how I was going to come out here and work, he had all the answers. Sure, he'd sign the match. Sure, he'd get the contract. Sure, he could make this ex-superstar comeback. But now I'm hearing all these excuses. All these, oh, it's harder than it seems, Daryl. Oh, it's not easy to get this guy back. Talk shit, Bradley. I don't care. You shouldn't have put the offer on the table if you can't carry through. This is big, bad Mr. Batiste here. He's supposed to be able to sign, seal, and deliver any match in the entire world. This is the greatest promoter on God's green earth. You're trying to tell me you can't get Daryl to resolve what he's owed? That's really convenient. And besides just being convenient in that regard, all of a sudden, Brad's busy. He's taking other meetings. He's taking other people into his office. He doesn't have time to talk to me because he doesn't have the right answers for me. Well, Brad, I know you can see me right now, brother, and I'm standing in this ring letting you know there ain't going to be no Derek Parks versus Daryl Bazole match tonight. There won't be any other matches tonight. I'll come out and ruin every single one of them if you don't bring your bitch ass out here and get this contract signed. I don't care what you got to do, who you got to blow, who you got to beg. You get them out here, you get this contract signed, and the show is over.
The show is over? What the hell is Bazop talking about? Parks just told Darren to get out of the ring, and folks, he's walking over to Bazop. I can almost guarantee that Derek Parks isn't looking to sell Daryl Bazop. Girl Scout, Parks just slapped Bazop in the back of the head, and oh my god, Daryl Bazop is slowly turning towards Parks, folks. Daryl Bazop is shaking mad. Parks is quick to rake the eyes, and the referee calls for the bell, and here we go. Into the ropes and across the logo goes Bazov on the other end of an Irish whip. And following up with a knee to the midsection, Parks sends a distraction to Bazov, head over heels. Rolling knee keeps Bazov at bay and dragging Daryl into the corner by his wrestling boots. Parks hoists himself up on the second turnbuckle facing Bazov. Leaping into the air and down hard across the throat of Daryl Bazov. Parks quickly hooks the leg. One, he's got a handful of tights. Two, foot on the ropes. Three, oh my god. Holy cow, Derek Parks just pinned Daryl Bazov in record time, and look at Bazal's face. He can't believe it. Hey, referee, Parks cheated. You did two parts. Don't tell me to shut up, you Kokomo crackhead. The next thing you know, you'll be thinking of stories about half-naked teenagers fighting drunk on your porch. Get out of here, you idiot.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the first fall, Derek Kickshot Parks.
On the outside, Teddy Valentine is screaming at the referee, and Alexis, I think, just broke a nail. She's pounding the apron so hard. Bazov is trying to calm his corner down because the last thing Daryl needs right now is chaos on his side of the ring. Getting back to the feet and facing a smiling Derek Parks, Daryl looks fit to be tied. Fool Bazov once, okay. Fool Bazov twice. Never. Could Derek Parks, though, pull this match off, ruining everything Bazov has worked so hard for in 2005? I just don't know. But the two men are circling, and they're ready to get it on once again. Collar tie in the center of the ring, and it's Parks who gains an edge with an Irish whip. No, Bazov reverses the whip, and it's Parks who's rebounding off the nylon. Bazov puts the pedal to the nylon. Oh, he just speared Parks into the corner, and Derek's head just smashed against the turnbuckle, and fans, Derek Parks just might be knocked out cold. Bazov is quick to make the 1, 2, 3. Oh, my God. Come on, Sarah Richards just put Derek Cheapshot Parks' foot on the roof. Come on, referee. This guy, that can't be legal. Thus far, this match has been a complete opposite of what I expected to happen in the ring tonight. Instead of Parks being the distracted wrestler, it's Bazov who seems to have these uncontrollable rage brewing deep down inside of him, and I believe that it is now seeping into the psyche of Team Bazov. Irish whip once again into the ropes by Bazov, sends Parks into the nylon, and meeting his opponent on the logo, Daryl wraps his arms and twists into a killer spine buster. Bazov gets to his feet and lifting Parks up by the hand. Slam by Bazov, followed by a hook of the leg for the 1, 2, kick out by Derek Parks, and this one's going to continue. Daryl Bazov is starting to impose his will, and you can tell just from his move selection that he's trying to wear down the dirtiest player in the game. Into ropes for a third time with an Irish whip goes Daryl, and into the logo. Oh, he lifts him up and sidewalk slip. No, round and round he goes. Parks spinning DDT takes Daryl Bazov off his toes and feet first into the canvas. What a move by Cheapshot. 1, 2, kick out by Bazov, and my God, was that close. Over the last few months, Darren Bozov has dominated his opponents in the ring, but he has had trouble closing the deal at the end of his matches. Tonight, it appears as if Bozov just might be headed in the same direction. Off the canvas and into the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip and leaping into the air. Bozov sidesteps the vertical drop by Derek Cheat Shot Parks, and Parks lands on the back of his head. Off the canvas and rolling into a side Russian leg sweep. One, two, kick out by Parks, and my God, Darren Bozov is that dangerous. Pouring on the power and yanking Parks up right. Bozov misses a wild clothesline. Boots to the stomach. Bozov is open. JBU, new encounter by a reverse X-Factor. Oh, my God. Darren has the leg hook. One, two, three. Parks squirms out, and I'm not sure if he actually got out in time. Yes, he did, folks. He did. Bozov is back up to his feet and hoisting Parks up onto his shoulder. Darryl looks like he's going for the Michigan Stampede. Parks rakes the eye, countering, and Bozov can't see. He's blinded. Down the back of Bozov goes Parks, and he's locking his arms around Darryl's waist. DCP arches into a picture-perfect German suplex. He's got the bridge. One, two, three. No, Bozov falls off to the side, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Fans, these two men are leaving it all in the ring, emptying the tank in a classic battle of wills. And my God, what a tremendous display of both physical endurance and wrestling talent. Bozov slams a forearm into Derek's face, hooking leg again. One, two, Parks will not be denied. Kick out by Cheap Shot. And this one's going to continue once again. Darryl needs something big to put Parks away. And I believe the fading Parks is going to have a surprise for Bozov with something out of the ordinary. Irish whip into the ropes once again by Bozov on Parks and looking for a hip toss on the rebound. Parks counters with another low blow, stopping Bozov dead in his tracks. Parks counts by Derek. Parks Bozov back into the opposite corner. But Bozov fires back with chops of his own. Breaking the eyes once again by Parks. Out of nowhere, did you see that neck snapping timbuster by Derek Cheap Shot Parks? This has to be all she wrote. One, two, kick out by Darryl Bozov, and this one's going to continue, folks. Parks is now shaking with rage and rolling from the ring. He collects a steel chair, and inside the squared circle, Darryl Bozov is starting to stir. Parks is coming through the ropes, and the referee is he's grabbing the chair. Hey, what happened to the light? The lights have gone out. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, my God, is that Lee Reels music playing? I don't understand what's happening. Why is Reels music playing? The lights have come back on. Oh, my God. Derek Parks is staggering in the ring. The blood is pouring from his head. And the referee and Bozov were totally confused. Bozov blaster knocks Parks flat on his back. And Darryl is saying that this one is over. I didn't see anyone here at ringside that could have done this to Derek Cheap Shot Parks. But it's a very well-known fact that Lee Real doesn't like DCP, especially after the comments Parks made to Real on The Real World earlier in the show. Inside the squared circle, Bozov has already looped the arm of Parks over his head and cranking Derek up towards the heavens. Great adjustment finisher. One, two, three, and this one is over. And Darryl Bozov has just gotten the second ball. What's he doing? Darryl is calling for a second ball. The referees are to it. One, two, three. Oh, my God. That was a sick count. And Derek Parks' chances to go for the world heavyweight title at the iPay-per-view changes has ended.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the third ball, the future, Darryl Bozov.
The referee raises Darryl's hand, and oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, into the ring with the steel chair is Mr. Mateen, the eWrestling.org owner, was hiding under the square circle. He's going to cut Bozov like a baby seal. Bozov doesn't see him. Here comes the power. Bozov blaster to Mateen's chin. And down goes the eWrestling.org owner like a sack of dirt. Bozov follows up and Scooby the team from the canvas. He jacks the owner up towards the heavens of extreme. Landed judgment finisher on the team, and he lands on the steel chair. And look at the owner of this company gushing crimson all over his white Armani suit. Darryl Bozov is pointing towards the owner, and the crowd wants to see the light of judgment again. Off the canvas and into the air. Light of judgment for a second time, and Mr. Mateen is convulsing from the impact. Teddy Valentine has just handed Darryl Bozov the contract through the ropes, and Bozov is asking Alexis for a pen. Bozov is signing a contract and bending over. He's jamming it into Mr. Mateen's mouth. Oh, my God, and exiting the square circle with an exhausted look on his face. Bozov pauses, and I'm completely shocked. listen to this as loud as possible here on Dallas-a-Zone. Folks, I can't even hear myself thinking as the boy wonder flashes his trademark smile. He lifts one hand in the air, showing his appreciation for the WWA fans. The medical team has finally arrived, and we have to take a break. But when we return, it's going to be two greatness. Mike Morrison taking on the Drunken Bastard Billy Ray in a main event that will either see Billy Ray holding gold or Mike Morrison's television title tournament solidified. We'll see you in a few. My God, somebody help Mr. McKee. My paycheck is bleeding all over the ring.